This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We see lots of official data here suggesting the U.S. economy is getting stronger, but there are still about 3 million Americans who have been out of work for 6 months or more, the long-term unemployed. Just being without a job that long can make it harder to persuade an employer to hire you. Now, on top of that, researchers are finding that when some people do finally get jobs, they don't last long. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at some reasons why.
A few years ago, Lori Barkley Struckman lost her job as an office administrator at a company in the Twin Cities. For more than 6 months, she couldn't find work, which made her part of the long-term unemployed. Then, when she did land work...
I had 5 different jobs, but nothing full-time. It took 26 months before I got a full-time job again.
That rocky road to recovery is familiar to researchers like Alan Krueger. He's former White House chief economist. Krueger looked at census survey responses of Americans who were unemployed for at least 6 months between 2008 and 2012. When those people were surveyed again more than a year later, only about a third had landed jobs. And of that group, Krueger says only a small percentage were working steadily full time.
The long-term unemployed, when they do find work, is often inconsistent. It's often part-time. They often find a job that doesn't last very long.
They're in a situation where maybe they're feeling desperate to get a job.
Mary White is a job counselor with the nonprofit Hired in St. Paul.
They convince themselves and the new employer, yeah, this is a good fit. And it's not.
And White says sometimes unemployment can leave a person's finances and marriage in shambles, making it harder to hold down work once it does come around. Lori Barkley Struckman knows that from an earlier round of unemployment that coincided with her divorce. She says it was easy to get distracted when she returned to work.
You're still thinking about all the other turmoil that's going on in your life. It's hard for you to concentrate and keep yourself focused. So that is a real task to just make yourself go, okay, you're here to work, give it up.
But with a good job now, Barkley Struckman is able to help pay for her daughter's upcoming wedding. She's keeper of the bridal gowns.
Now, the only reason you can see these is because you're not coming to the wedding.
For the long-term unemployed who can't find jobs, full-time or otherwise, research suggests many just stop looking. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.